And I'm Jeremy Ratliff in for Rich Jones. You're listening to Jacksonville's Morning News here on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Well, Congress pressing ahead on a budget plan to fund the government beyond next week. Fox's Jared Halpern, you've heard him reporting on the story all morning. He joins us from our nation's capital. Good morning, Jared. What do our listeners need to know about what's next in this process you've been following for us?
So it sounds like what's going to happen is after the House yesterday, on a fairly party line vote, approved the 1 week continuing resolution, basically moving the funding deadline from tomorrow to the following Friday, the 23rd. We'll see the Senate probably take that up today as well. And really the idea behind that is that Republicans and Democrats on the Appropriations Committee have reached an agreement, at least a framework agreement, for a much broader spending plan, an omnibus spending bill, we call it, which takes all the 12 appropriations bills for the year and rolls it up into one big package, probably in the neighborhood of $1.6, $1.7 trillion. And then that would fund the full federal government through the fiscal year, through September. That is the preferred option of Chuck Schumer. It's the preferred option of Mitch McConnell, the top Senate Republican. It's the preferred option of the administration and the Pentagon. It is not the preferred option, however, for House Republican leaders. Kevin McCarthy yesterday held a news conference very critical of this plan. He is urging Republicans in the Senate to block this. He wants a much shorter deal, something that just sort of extends government funding in the early next year. So that he says Republicans in the House can play a much bigger role in the spending decisions when they take control in honor, as he says, the wishes and the will of the voters.
Mm-hmm. And Jared, we'll keep listeners up to date on this as it develops, regardless of how it plays out over the next several days and weeks. As always, thanks for your time, my friend. Once again, Fox's Jared Halpern there joining us live from D.C.